Sounds good. We are ready to get started. So my name is Nathan Totten. I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft. I work on Windows Azure. Can somebody please close up? Oh. Yeah, can we close that door? Okay. So anywho, my name is Nathan Totten. I'm a technical evangelist, work on Windows Azure, and today I'm here to present about Windows Azure websites. So Windows Azure websites have actually been out for, what month is it? 2 months. For about 2 months now. Has anyone actually had a chance to play around with it? Okay, just a couple. So, this is a 200-level talk, so it is kind of an intro. So hopefully there's some stuff you learn, but if you've already played around with it, there's probably going to be some stuff you already know. But hopefully you learn something. But for those who haven't learned Windows Azure, no pre-existing experience is required. So we're going to kind of go through all the features and talk about what is Windows Azure websites. So a couple of you have used Windows Azure websites. How many people have used Windows Azure? So not too many. Okay, great. So for those not too familiar with Windows Azure, I want to just put what Windows Azure websites are in a little bit of context. So we're all probably familiar with this, with what a normal data center is, what your normal servers are, right? If you're running your Windows, your website or your application or SharePoint or whatever on premise, you're responsible for the whole stack, right? Or in a co-located location, you're responsible for everything from the hardware up through the application, the OS, virtualization, things like that. So Windows Azure offers a variety of different solutions for hosting your applications, moving those applications to the cloud. The first one we offer, which I think there's a talk, an IAS talk that'll go into more detail about this. Wade probably talked a little bit about it in his session if you were in attendance. But virtual machines, these are pretty simple. These are VMs running on either Windows or Mac, virtual machines running in Windows Azure. So basically take your OS, run it in the cloud. You're still responsible for the operating system, the virtual network, data, the application that's running on it, firewall, things like that. So you're still managing your application. The next piece we offer on the stack is what we call cloud services. So cloud services, we actually abstract away a portion of the OS management from you. So we take care of things like OS patching, updates to the OS, things like that, configuration settings. So we take away some of that work for you. You still are responsible for configuring some of the settings that apply to your applications, like the network, some of the firewall rules, the date, and then, of course, the data in the application you're responsible for. So those are our two, what we call, the first one, I guess, is our IaaS-type solution, and the second one is our PaaS solution, platform as a service. The next one, which we're going to focus on today, is Windows Azure websites. So the really great thing about Windows Azure websites is we abstract away almost the entire layer of, everything obviously from hardware to virtualization, but even the issues of OS and what web server you're running on. Windows Azure websites is all about your application. It's about building an application quickly, deploying it to the cloud, and having it just run. It just works. You don't need to worry about all the details that go into configuring a web server, configuring an OS, et cetera, all the way down the stack. So Windows Azure websites is about simplicity, getting started very quickly. So there's sort of these three tenets we use to describe Windows Azure websites. Start simple. Really, really easy way to get started in Windows Azure or just in general. We actually give you free websites to start off with. So if you have an ASP.NET application, a WordPress site, say it could be even your own personal blog or your company's website, we'll actually let you host that for free to a degree on Windows Azure websites. Very simple, very easy to get started, really in a matter of seconds. Code smart. So you can code Windows Azure websites in almost any language, or framework that you use. We have a variety of them right now. We're adding more later. Right now, we support classic ASP, ASP.NET, PHP, Node.js. More coming soon. Whether you're a developer that runs on Windows, which I assume most people here are, or even Mac OS or Linux, Windows Azure websites will work. We offer development tools and support for all different platforms. So for any type of developer, Windows Azure websites will work for you. And then the go live. Windows Azure websites, like I said, very simple, very fast to get started. So if you want to deploy something and get it running, this afternoon, Windows Azure websites will work great for that. So before enough with the slides, I want to jump in with just some with a variety of different demos. So we're going to start off with a very simple demo, how to get started, and go up to some a little more advanced. And then we'll go back into the slides, talk a little bit more about what we saw. So the first thing I want to show up, let me switch. I've got to remember to do that. So the first thing I want to show you is this Windows Azure portal. If you've attended either Nick's talk or Wade's talk before this, you've probably seen the portal before. Wade went into a little bit about Windows Azure websites. So we've got this really nice HTML5 portal. Works in any browser. I'm running on Internet Explorer, obviously, because they make me. they actually don't. But yeah, it runs on any browser. It actually will even run on your iPad. So a really nice portal for managing Windows Azure. So for Windows Azure websites, super easy to get started. So I just want to go ahead and create a brand new site from scratch. For those of you who were in Wade's session, I believe he did show this, but we'll quickly move into stuff vastly more interesting than he talked about. So quick create of a website takes only a few seconds. Let's call this Hello TE New Zealand. Let's just do 23 because who knows if someone else did that. We choose our data center location. Right now, this account, so the way it works is when you provision an application, we actually sort of lock your subscription to a different location. We are working on getting Windows Azure websites to more locations. This account I do have locked to the East United States. I've got several different accounts. So there's a variety of different we'll go in here. So this one's actually not locked. So there's a variety of different data centers. We actually have this available in 4 of our 8 data centers around the world. Eventually, it will be in all of our data centers. This is actually a preview product. I should have mentioned that also, like some of the other stuff you've seen today. So this is still in preview, which is why it's not in all of our data centers. I'm going to just choose East US, since that's one of the furthest ones away from where we are. There, unfortunately, is not one locally. And we just choose our subscription, and we click Create Website. So that's really all there is to it. We're going to wait a few seconds here. It only takes about 4 or 5 seconds. There we go. And now our site is created. Hello, T New Zealand. And let's just go ahead and browse to that site to see what we have. So pretty simple, right? We've got a website. We've got a default page. So there are a variety of different ways you can manage these sites. I'll talk a little bit more, and I'll show some of these. You can use everything from FTP to our web deploy, which is available in Visual Studio or through the command line, or even Git to publish this. So the easiest thing is I want to show how to publish with FTP. How many people here actually still have a site or manage sites that are running in ASP, classic ASP? Anyone? Don't be afraid. You can admit it. You can admit it. It's all right. So we have a couple people. So the first thing I want to show you is how we make a simple, about the simplest Hello World app we can manage. So let's open our site up and actually FTP. We're going to go back and start really old school. So this is FileZilla, which is horrible to use, but I think all FTP clients are. Is there anyone that's really good? Does anyone know? Does anyone make work at FileZilla? And I've just offended you. No? Okay. I guess it's an open source project, so no one really works there. Okay, so we're just going to go ahead and connect to our Windows Azure website, which we just created. And there we go. Little got me a little worried there that the internet was going to die. That would make for a fun cloud session. Those ones are always exciting. I could describe everything in thorough detail. So we have full access to our file system through FTP. Let's just go ahead and make a very, very simple site. So I want to go ahead and I already have, so you don't have to actually watch me type, I already have this default ASP page created. Let me just save that to my demo directory. Demo. And we'll just call that default ASP. These are about as simple as it gets, right? And let's go ahead and deploy that to our site folder. And we're uploading quickly, hopefully. Did we upload? We're waiting. And we have our site. All right, now let's go ahead and refresh that. Hopefully. We deploy that. Oops. It's never a good sign when the very first demo, kind of the simplest demo, doesn't work. Oh, my bad. I did not put it in WW root. Feel free to shout at me if I upset you or make a mistake like that. So, refresh. And there we go. So, hello world. So, pretty simple, right? Not that impressive, I will admit. For those people that have used Windows Azure before, cloud services, you're probably used to like 5, 10, 15-minute deployments on Windows Azure. Some of our more advanced stuff obviously takes a while to spin up a VM, things like that. But Windows Azure websites, super powerful, super scalable, and obviously extremely simple to get started. So very easy, a very easy way to get started with developing on Windows Azure. So that's kind of boring, right? So the next thing I want to show you is something a little more real world. Most of us are Microsoft developers here probably, so I want to actually dive into using Visual Studio 2012 and show you how nicely this integrates with Windows Azure. So I actually already have an application created. I'm just going to go ahead and use the same site. So I already have this application created. It's a modern HTML5 application. We use like some JavaScript client-side coding. It uses Ember.js for client-side, and then it uses ASP.NET 4 with the web API. So everything's very modern, MVC4. Everything's very modern. So this is let me just run this locally really quick. Couple things really quick to note about this site. We're using Entity Framework code first. We do use migrations in there for those people that aren't familiar with this. Kind of our newest database management makes it super easy. So this is, let me just log in here. So this is a survey application. And we have no surveys. But the thing to note here is locally we're running this on the local DB. We use the F-code first migration, so our database was built up. That was actually the first time I ran that ever, believe it or not. No, I'm just kidding. But basically our database was created when we created that application. So we're going to deploy that to Windows Azure. I want to show you how easy that is to deploy to Windows Azure websites. So we used FTP, but there's obviously better ways to do that. So I'm going to download this thing called a publish. Oops, first actually, no, sorry, let me make a new website. So we need a database in this one. So actually, let me go ahead and create a new DB. Let's choose that subscription in East US again. Let's call this Cloud Survey NZ. And we're going to create a new SQL database and just leave the connection string as the default. Select our server, and we type in our credentials, and click Create. And again, this is just going to take a few seconds, or it's going to fail. Hang on, Cloud Survey NZ, let me put some numbers just in case. East US, new SQL database, next, choose a server. And click next, and maybe I might have typed in my password wrong. Okay, so we're just gonna take a few seconds. We're gonna create a new Windows Azure website, and we're gonna create that with a database. We actually have this new idea called linked resources in here. So what I've actually done is I've created that database with the website, so they're kind of tied together. This gives me something really cool. Just a second, when this is created, you'll actually notice that we actually let you manage the website and the database together. It's a normal Windows Azure SQL database, but they're kind of tied together. And this actually makes publishing super easy. Taking a little longer. Hang on 1 second. While that's creating, clear some of these errors out. So what we're going to do is we're going to download this publish profile, which will actually make it super easy to deploy to Windows Azure websites using Visual Studio. There we go. So let's go ahead and open our website, our brand new site, and let's click download publish profile. So this publish profile is just it's basically a set of credentials and connection information. This we're going to actually import into Visual Studio and use to publish this application that I just showed you. So let me right-click on this Cloud Survey app. Import publish setting, and this is the setting I just downloaded. And what you'll notice here is all the information, the connection information, is preset. It doesn't actually contain our password in clear text, but it contains an encrypted version of that password. So we don't even have to type in our new password. Click Next. We get a couple other really cool things. Because I created this website with a database, we now have this, again, this linked resource, which now when I'm publishing my site, the web deploy actually knows that I need to use a database that isn't LocalDB, so it actually imports the database connection information from that publish setting and actually asks me, do I want to update my connection strings to use my cloud database? So I'm going to do that, and then I'm also going to click this box, Execute Code First Migrations. So for those that have used EF Code First, again, there's a migrations, which basically allows you to iterate on your database. We run those migrations for you. Windows Azure Websites actually supports these Code First migrations, which actually will run when you publish your site. We will run those migrations to update the database. So you actually don't have to worry about managing the database manually when you're using EF Code First. Just another thing to kind of make it very simple. So remember, we just created this new database. We don't have any tables, we don't have any data in there or anything. So I'm running those migrations and it's going to create our DB in the cloud. So let's click Next. Click a preview here. So the first thing you'll notice is there's a lot of files that we're going to publish here. WebDeploy, one other thing that's really cool about it is actually it publishes diffs. So when the first time we're going to publish, especially on this conference internet, which is always a little shaky, it is going to take a little bit of time. But after this, if we were going to edit something, say a CSS file, WebDeploy is smart enough to only publish the changed files. So let me just click publish here, and you're going to see it's going to upload all my assemblies, everything like that, and it is going to take a few seconds. So it's uploading all my assemblies, and then again, after that's uploaded, Windows Azure Websites is going to run those migrations, those database migrations. That was surprisingly quick. Excellent. So it published our site, it's going to load up, and in just 1 second. So it's actually running, the reason it's taking long the first time to load is it's running those migrations. So now, again, brand new database connected to it, and I'm going to go ahead and type in that username and password that I set in my migrations. And log into our site, and now we have an empty site, and let's just to prove that it's working, create some surveys. We don't need to demo the actual survey application, as cool as it is. But there we have it. So we've got a modern application deployed with the database to Windows Azure in really about 2 seconds, even with me talking through that. So I think that's pretty cool. It's a very easy way to get started developing and pushing your applications to the cloud. We give you a bit of Windows Azure Websites to start off with. We give you 10 free sites, one instance each. So with that, you're eventually going to want to scale up, right? So we do allow you to scale in a variety of different ways. However, you want to know how you scale. So we actually give you some really rich monitoring capabilities in a couple different ways, monitoring and diagnostics. So the first thing you'll notice is, let me refresh this, we actually give you live diagnostics of your website through the portal. So if you want a high-level view, you want to know how much traffic your site is getting, so if you need to scale your site, you can actually do that right from the portal. We give you things like HTTP, the CPU, data in, egress, outgress, errors, number of requests, things like that. So right from the portal, you can view and you can determine, okay, do I need to scale up my site? You can also do, there's also a variety of monitoring. So let me click configure on this site here. And I actually want to enable monitoring. I obviously don't want to turn on detailed errors to my site publicly. I don't want to expose that information to the end user. So we actually allow you to configure a variety of things right from the portal, specifically diagnostics. So let me just go ahead and turn on monitoring here and show you how easy and fast it is to actually get your diagnostics data like IIS logs. So we have that turned on now. Let me just migrate back. Oh, I closed that. Let me migrate back to the survey. And let's just go ahead and navigate to a page that doesn't exist. Something.html. So we'll get a nice... So there was an error. We obviously didn't want to show that to the user. Let me just hit refresh so we get a couple. And so we'll see a couple different things. We should have a status request error. That's probably not the right error code. So we have a few errors. So what we actually give you in Windows Azure Websites is full access to the logging information, which I think is pretty cool. So let me just log in via FTP again to get our full log access. So I'm actually just, it's the same host for all the websites. I just changed my username. That's how we connect directly to the site. So I'm going to reconnect and show you actually the logging files. So we have our site that we deployed, as you would expect, any regular MVC site. But we also have this log files folder. So we have a couple different things in here. Full IIS logs, we also have errors, which this is one of the best parts. So you can actually view that, the full HTML of the original error message from your user. So this isn't kind of just a toy, you know, shared hosting environment. I mean, we're giving you the full details. You can actually go through the full trace, detailed information of the error that occurred on your website when you have monitoring enabled. So a very rich monitoring experience. We are working to improve that. Some things we're thinking about is like, do we give command line access to the logs to download? Do we make some sort of API? Do we use table storage? Right now, though, you can get full logging information, like I said, all the IIS logs, everything from FTP, which is pretty easy to use. So very powerful logging in Windows Azure websites, logging and diagnostics. Now that I have that logging and diagnostics information, though, I want to scale my site, right? If my site becomes super popular, this becomes the next big survey application. Look how it's pretty awesome, right? Everyone's going to be using this. If you remember the URL, cloudsurveynz454, it's going to be the next big survey application. So once our site gets really big, or if we want to scale this up, we want to be on more than just one shared instance of our virtual machine. Windows Azure Websites allows you to very easily scale up super quickly and without actually taking your site down. So you can scale up from one shared instance to what we have. We have a variety of different reserved or, oops, I'm already in reserved. That was, so you can scale up from, oh, I deployed to the wrong account. So you can scale from the shared instances all the way up to reserved instances, where we basically give you full dedicated virtual machines with your own memory. So let me just scale that down here. Actually, let me go back to my first one I created, which is in the right account. Okay, so we see right here this hello. TENZ23 is actually on this shared instance. And I'll go a little bit more into detail in a second on what the difference between what we call shared and reserved is. But I just kind of want to show you how that works. So I actually have a script to run that actually shows our site and what performance we get out of it. So when we scale Windows Azure websites, remember what I said, we don't actually take them down. So we scale them up live. You can go from one shared to a bunch of VMs of your own, and the site remains running. Let me just copy that script I have here. So what I want to show you is the scale you get and how easy it is to scale up that site. So I've just got a WCAT demo here that's basically going to run a bunch of requests on that web server. And what we'll see is with one shared instance of a Windows Azure website, we're going to be getting about 30 requests per second. Not terribly performant. And remember, we are hitting some bottlenecks, like we are going from one IP address. We're on a conference LAN. We're just hitting from one computer. But basically, it's going to run this test, and we'll see an average request of, like I said, 30 per second. Just takes a second to run here. And 27, 30 per second. So that's a single shared instance. However, Windows Azure Websites, again, is not just for simple shared sites. It can get we allow you to scale up to very large size of applications on Windows Azure Websites. There are some limitations right now with the preview environment, but eventually you'll be able to run your website in hundreds of virtual machines of your dedicated machines of your own. So let me just go ahead and scale that site and show you how easy it is to scale. So I'm going to go to reserve, which actually gives me, instead of being on these shared VMs, it gives me dedicated virtual machines. I'm going to set a size of, say, medium. And let's just go up to two instances. Click save, excuse me. And so it's very quickly, without taking our site down, and you'll notice that in the command line, this is actually not going to stop. It's going to keep working, going to keep making requests, and we're going to start to get a much higher number of requests per second on this site. So this site's already scaled, and we're already running on two. So we've moved our site. We actually haven't moved our site, but we've actually increased the capacity of this site to 4 cores and 7 gigs of dedicated memory running on our own virtual machines. Let's just go back really quick and look at our requests per second. Actually, I might have just it's taking a little while. Let me stop this and start it again just to clear the stats. So we should be getting well over our 30 requests per second now that it's scaled. And again, this is all without taking our application offline. So that's still, hang on 1 second, 58. Okay, so we've started, again, we're constrained a lot by just running on one computer from one IP address, on the network. But basically we've vastly increased the computing power, and we've slightly less than doubled our requests per second. So not terribly impressive, but that's actually a constraint of the network we're running on. If you were actually to test that in real life with some sort of testing server, you would see actually a huge capacity increase, a lot more. You basically have a dedicated amount of egress, ingress on your virtual machines, and then just with the added processing power and memory, you'll have significantly more performance on that. And then if we want to save some money and go back down, we can very easily scale our site back down to what we call this shared instance. So let me switch back to this. Now that we kind of saw scale in action, I want to explain just a little bit about what's happening behind the scenes. So with Windows Azure websites, we have this totally new hosting model. This isn't just app pool isolation hosting, right? We have this entire, we have a bunch of custom code. We built this from sort of the ground up almost. It obviously runs on IIS, but we built out a lot of new components to manage this highly scalable, dense, highly scalable hosting environment. So we actually can scale up, run multiple users all across this farm of applications in a very high available, highly dense manner. So when we initially created that site and we deployed that site, we were running on what we call this shared mode, which means a bunch of other users, a bunch of other clients, customers are also having their websites deployed to these shared instances. Again, this is not simple app pool isolation. We're actually virtualizing. There's a number of things we're doing, but basically we're virtualizing the entire web server layer. You're running in almost your own little mini OS. So you have full trust with your application. You can do almost anything. You can't do some crazy things like edit the registry or things like that, but it is a full trust application. So much more than shared hosting. When you're running in the shared instance, though, we're running your application next to other people. You can have multiple shared instances in which we're actually going to run your website on multiple servers with basically double the resources across our farm of Windows Azure websites. If you want to, though, for whatever reason, if you want to have a ton more resources, you don't want to have anyone else using on the same physical on the same virtual machine, etc. You can also go up to reserved. So what we actually do is we'll move your application over without taking it down to a reserved instance where you will get the full, this is still a Windows Azure website server. It's not like your own virtual machine. You still don't have you still can't remote into the VM or anything like that. But basically you have the full resources of the virtual machine to run your website. So you can run an extremely scalable, extremely powerful application. You can also run multiple instances of you can also run multiple reserved instances of your site on Windows Azure websites. And again, it's limited right now to 3 servers in the preview, but eventually you'll be able to scale quite a bit more and go much higher than that to actually support extremely large deployments running on Windows Azure websites. And then also you can share your reserved instances with multiple sites. So you could actually deploy many, 3 or 4 or whatever of your websites to your own reserved instance running in sort of your own private shared version of Windows Azure websites. So a variety of different ways you can scale on Windows Azure, which I think to make some powerful applications. So we've seen how we basically deploy a very simple site running ASP all the way up to something that's complicated, uses a database. We've seen how easy it is to deploy those type of applications. The next thing I want to show you is actually something outside of the Microsoft stack. So we also run Node.js. For those who haven't heard of Node.js, basically it's a JavaScript server client that actually runs it's JavaScript code that actually runs on the server in the V8 JavaScript engine, which is basically the JavaScript engine that Google made for Google Chrome. If you're more interested in that, I have got a full talk on that tomorrow. But I just wanted to give you a little preview of what developing for Windows Azure websites was like for sort of this non-Microsoft client. If you have a PHP app, if you want to build a Node application, we of course support those also. So it is more than just Microsoft stuff. So that's also super easy. Let's open a new command prompt here. Oh, yep, thank you. That would be important. I'll do the whole demo without you seeing it. I will describe it in great detail though. So let's go ahead and just create a directory. Call this nzdemo1. And so we offer on top of the portal for managing your site, we offer a full suite of command line tools for managing actually all of Windows Azure and Windows Azure websites. So to do that, I'm going to create a brand new site from the command line. So Azure site create, and then let's call the name of the site hello nz, some numbers again, and I'm going to add this flag for Git. So who's familiar with Git here, Git source control? So Git is just a source control tool. It's basically we use Git as just another way you can publish to Windows Azure. So we could publish anything using Git. I'm going to use Node in particular, but you can actually show anything. You can publish your ASP.NET site with Git if you wanted to. So we offer a variety of different deployment mechanisms to Windows Azure. So this flag here. This Git flag here is actually telling the server to enable Git publishing. It's also going to set up this local folder as a Git repository for source control. So this is calling the server. It's going to create a site. I have it set to use my default locations. You can pass in different parameters like where you want to create the site, various things like that. And it's just going to ask my username here to publish. And just a few seconds, and it's retrieving the sites, creating, doing all this fun stuff. And so it's created the site, and then again, enabled Git publishing on here, and then it's also added this local repository as a Git repository, and then it's also set up the remote and everything so we can publish. If you're not familiar with Git, basically just another choice we have for publishing on Windows Azure. So for Node, I'm going to actually go ahead and create a simple Node application. So let's just go ahead and do npm install express. So I'm just going to create a very simple Node application running Express, which is just a web framework. Downloading some stuff. Npm is sort of the Node version of NuGet. So just a package management tool. So next, let's just go ahead and initialize our site. So node packages, node modules, express. And move. So now we have this basic application. I do just need to rename this app to server.js. That's just our entry point. And change one little thing about this. We don't need to change that. Sorry. So this is just a very simple application running Node.js. And let me just double check one thing. Express and Jade, perfect. So what we've done is we've added a few external packages referenced to this Node app, and then actually just created a basic app. So let me run that locally just to show you. Server.js. So we've got this app running on local 3000. Hang on. Okay, oops. And npm install one more time. And run that one more time and just click refresh. So a very simple Node application. So now we need to publish that to Windows Azure. First, let's do a for Git to work, we actually need to commit that. So git add, just add our files, git commit, then put a commit message, initial source. So we've added that that to our local Git repository now. And then to publish, all we actually need to do is do git push Azure master. And so now we're actually using Git, the Git protocol source control, to actually publish our website to Windows Azure websites. Type in my password there. Oops. It's a little hard to type on this angle. Password code. What? Sorry. One second. Okay. Git push Azure master. For some reason, I am not typing my password in correct. Let's just go ahead and reset that just to make sure. So this is. Just make sure what. Reset deployment credentials. Try that one more time. Should be typing it correctly. What? Very strange. That's odd. Oh, you're right. That's odd. Oh, you're right. My username is... okay. That's odd why the command line did that. Oh, hang on. Okay, 1 second. Let me delete that remote. Git remote. Add Azure One. Just 1 second. Fix this. So the command line, for whatever reason, created my Git credential with the wrong credential. So let's do git push Azure, Azure One master, and this should work. There we go. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, so the command line tool actually created my remote incorrectly. I'm not entirely sure why that happened, but I just basically deleted the setting and then and re-added it. So what's actually happening is now we're publishing our website to Windows Azure using the Git protocol, which is just one of the three I've showed you. We're running the Node Package Manager install, actually setting up that application. And now that it's ready, we will just go ahead and run that. Let me just browse to the site. And we'll have, yep, so we've got a Node site running. So basically three different protocols. I know a lot of you probably aren't Git developers or Node developers, but I just wanted to show you a little bit about, you know, you can actually use, if you're on a Linux box or a Mac, you can actually use Windows Azure websites from a variety of things. It's a very open platform, so this isn't just a Windows stack. Of course, we support Windows super well. You know, we've got a lot of support around that. We also have PowerShell commandlets to do similar things to what I just showed you. So that's all I want to show about Node. The next little bit, we also have this gallery for Windows Azure websites, which is pretty cool. So I showed you how to create a site quickly just with the basic options. I also showed you how to create a site with a database. We also offer a third way to create a site. We also offer a gallery of applications. So this gallery is sort of the your standard CMS apps, whether that be Drupal, Joomla, that's the one I was looking for, or Orchard, which is .NET, Umbraco.net, or WordPress, which is a PHP site. So we have a lot of different options for hosting on this. So I just want to create really quick, I want to show you how easy it is to actually create a WordPress site. Probably a lot of you use that for your blog. So it's actually super easy to move your blog, if you have it on WordPress, over to Windows Azure websites. And unless you're, you get tons of traffic like Scott Hanselman, you probably can just host that for free. So let's just go ahead and create a WordPress site and see how that is. So one thing you'll notice is, one thing, if you're familiar with WordPress, WordPress uses MySQL as a backend. So we actually partnered with a company called ClearDB, and we actually now offer MySQL hosting on Windows Azure through our partner. So if you're building a website that uses PHP or .NET or whatever, and you require something other than SQL, Microsoft SQL, as your database, you can also use MySQL. Right now, this is free. In the preview, eventually we'll have paid options where you can get very large or multiple databases, etc. So I'm just going to choose my TENZ WordPress 4. I'm going to create a new MySQL database, select my location, East US, and just select that subscription again, click Next. And I'm just going to have to agree to their terms since it is a partner. Just name my database. I can select where I want it. Doesn't really matter. And click OK. So now I'm creating a Windows Azure, I'm creating a WordPress site running on Windows Azure websites. Again, very easy, very fast. It's just going to take a few seconds. It's creating that database for me. And there we go, deploying it. So it's deploying WordPress now. So we actually go and fetch the newest version, or we fetch WordPress kind of in real time and deploy it so that you kind of get the newest updated version of that. And just doing a little deploy script there. And should be done in just a second, hopefully. Always takes awkwardly long when you're demoing, right? Seems fast in person. Seems much faster when you're doing it at your desk. All right, so now it's created. Let's go ahead and click that site. And let's just browse to it. So we have a full working WordPress site, which I'm going to set up. Let's call this TechEdNZ. So username. And install WordPress. So a couple seconds, we have a WordPress site set up. Did I click that? Yes. Okay, let's go to our, just browse to our homepage. And so we have a basic WordPress site. Now, the last thing I want to show with this is actually, we have this tool called Web Matrix. How many people are familiar with Web Matrix or have used it? Okay, so Web Matrix is kind of, I know a lot of people who are hardcore developers, Visual Studio devs, kind of, you don't want to use Web Matrix. Like, I don't really, admittedly, use Web Matrix all that much, but it is actually pretty cool for some stuff, in particular, editing like a WordPress site. It actually gives you some really cool things, and we have some great integration with Windows Azure websites. So we've created this WordPress site. I've actually got this button here. Launch in Web Matrix, first time, so I click Agree, and we'll actually automatically download your site, open Web Matrix with your site already open. So it's going to download the site now. And this allows us like a really rich, really easy way to actually edit your website on Windows Azure. So if you're you just want to do some quick edits to WordPress, or you can also do a rich ASP.NET app or just standard HTML. So it's actually just copying, downloading my files. But as you can see, super easy. I didn't even have to download that publish profile or anything. I just had to click Web Matrix, and it's going to open my site up in Web Matrix and allow me to make some changes and publish. All right, continue. What is this? I have to accept the EULA. All right. And again, the awkward pause. All right. Strange enough. So let's move on and come back to this. It's very odd. All right. So we'll go through that just really quick. I don't want to wait here. And oh, there we go. Of course. So we can use WebMatrix to do all kinds of stuff. We can obviously edit the site. We can run the site locally if we're doing development, just local development. We can edit our, you know, say let's go ahead and edit our theme. I think we're using 2010 and header, blog info, name. Let's go ahead and do something. Site title. Here we go. Oops. A new title. So we save. It's okay. So we basically have this made a little quick edit, and then we can publish it. And it uses that same web deploy that we used before. It's again, as I mentioned, it's an incremental publish, so it's actually only going to publish that one file that I just edited, and it's going to be very quick, probably a lot quicker in your office than it is here. Hopefully, otherwise it's going to be I would lose my mind at work, you know. Okay, there we go. So one file, incremental deploy. We can also, WebMatrix also will allow us to keep the database in sync. So if we were to install a plugin or something that edited the database or even published a blog, we could actually tell it to keep that in sync with the MySQL database. So we're just going to, so publish here just should take a second. I guess I've said that about 50 times now. It just should take a second, and it never does. It'll just take several minutes. We'll sit here in silence, awkwardly. All right, oops, what do we got? Where did I? Did I not change it where I thought I changed it? What? Oh, thank you. All right. I bet it worked. Or did I still not change it where I thought I changed it? All right. Well, you get the idea. Well, that's weird. Okay, I must have edited. I probably edited in the like alt tag or something, or the whatever. I probably edited some meta tag. Did anyone see what I did? Anywho, so in theory, it does work. Believe me, we don't need to spend too much time on that. I know we're all interested in the more hardcore stuff. So obviously, I've shown a lot of ways that Windows Azure website is really simple, right? But it's also really powerful. I hope you kind of saw the scale that we can actually deploy to dedicated VMs. We can get very powerful, very scalable applications running in the cloud. So again, we give you free sites, free 10 single instance sites. But if you want to actually go up, you can scale up very, very large with Windows Azure websites. So I showed a few different frameworks. I showed ASP.NET. I showed a .NET application. We showed PHP through WordPress, and I also showed Node.js kind of through the command line. So these are the frameworks we support. Now we have more coming soon, or actually I think we did just announce Python, but we've got more coming soon. So our goal is to basically support kind of any framework, any language that you want to develop on, and you could deploy to Windows Azure in a way that you don't have to worry about, you know, the underlying system. You don't have to worry about managing the operating system. If you want to write a PHP app, deploy to Windows Azure, scale it, it just works. If you want to write a .NET app, deploy it to Windows Azure websites, scale it, it just works. So we support, again, these four different languages and more coming soon. So we also support a variety of different publishing methods I showed as well. We support FTP if you want to get really old school. We support WebDeploy, both through Visual Studio 2012, which is what I showed. We also support WebDeploy through Visual Studio 2010. So if you haven't upgraded, you can still use that WebDeploy option. We support Git through the command line, like I showed with the Node.js demo. We also support TFS integration, which I didn't show. It takes a little bit longer to show and set up, but it's actually a really nice integration. So if you're a TFS developer, if you use TFS for source control, we offer a new service hosted TFS. You can actually very easily use that to deploy your websites also. So if you have some sort of build process or you want to push changes to your source control, have TFS then deploy to Windows Azure websites, that's also supported as well. So super easy, a lot of different choices for deploying, whether you're, again, a .NET developer, as most of us are in here, or if you want to get crazy and use your Mac. Hopefully nobody has a Mac, but if you do, you can use it. Right. So we also, again, I showed WordPress. We have a variety of different partners, adding more every day. Umbraco, WordPress, as I mentioned, ClearDB for MySQL. We support kind of SendGrid. We're adding a variety of different partners, whether they be for CMS systems in our gallery or other integration. You could expect more integration points happening. For example, we may, in the future, I would expect to see things like MongoDB or Redis or some other backend services added as supported in Windows Azure websites as we move later. So the session's not quite over, but everyone's always leaving when you do the evaluation. So I like to interrupt everything and throw this in the middle. So please submit your evaluations. Again, I apologize if you heard the music in the back. Nothing much I can do about that. But yeah, submit your evaluations. It really helps us improve. And also, I get fired if you guys give me bad reviews. So no, I'm just kidding. So hopefully you enjoyed it. Anywho, moving on. So Windows Azure websites, very simple. We saw a variety of different ways where we can start very simple. We can deploy a web, we can deploy a site with just FTP. We can deploy through Visual Studio, Web Matrix, a variety of different ways. So very, very simple to get started on Windows Azure. Again, 10 free websites, you can get started in seconds. Scale up to really as much as you need. Right now, again, we're in preview, so you are somewhat limited on your scale, but as we move out into general release, you'll be able to scale pretty much unlimited as you would expect from a cloud platform. We give you automatic load balancing, things like that. So this is a platform you don't have to worry about. You can deploy your application to Windows Azure websites, scale it up, and it just works. That's really the main point I want to get across today, is it just works. You don't have to worry about patching the OS or configuring IIS, things like that. So Code Smart, we reviewed a variety of different frameworks, different languages, ASP, MVC. You can use Microsoft SQL Server. You can use MySQL. Something I didn't cover because we don't have enough time. But you can also connect Windows Azure websites to the rest of Windows Azure services. So throughout the day, Wade also probably explained it. And if you go to any other Windows Azure talks, there's no reason why you can't use a Windows Azure website and a cloud service, or a Windows Azure website and something, say, like our storage or service bus together. So Windows Azure websites are just one part in this ecosystem we offer. So you can mix and match, use them all together. When it makes sense, Windows Azure websites are super easy to use, very fast to deploy. But if you need a little more control or power, you might need to put part of your application in our cloud services or in a virtual machine. But again, you can mix and match those together. They all work very well together. You have a variety of different choices for development. Like I said, for those, none of you have Macs in here, but if you do, if your friends do, what is this guy with an iPad up here? I don't know, but if you have Mac or if you dev on Linux, something like that, you can use Windows Azure websites. So we support kind of the full stack, so it's designed to be very open. My clicker's running out of batteries. And as we saw, we deployed really in this short amount of time, we deployed, four or five different websites very quickly, very easily. So rapid deployment, quick iteration. If you want to work on your site and deploy it 15 times an hour, that's super easy with Windows Azure websites. You have a variety of different deployment options, everything from FTP all the way up to TFS. We do monitoring. You know, we have the monitoring, like I showed you, with the IS logs, full access to that. So that is about all we have, I believe. What do we have? 6 minutes or 1 minute? Oh, 5 minutes. Okay, 5 minutes. So we have 5 minutes. If anyone has any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Otherwise, thank you very much for listening. So.